Earth Tools for Subsea Park, starting pants. Get ready. Initiating awkward conversation in 3, 2, 1.
And we're back.
This is our podcast. We've been podcasting all day.
Awkward
conversation.
You're gonna sing. Okay.
So who are we with?
We are with John Richards.
John Richards, yay!
Hey, for me, hooray!
Yay!
I've come in the end. You guys are really, yeah. You've gone mad, haven't you?
And you guys,
no,
it's gone mental.
If you,
we've gone
if
crazy.
You figured out, wait, that guy doesn't sound like he is from America.
He's not.
It's because he's not.
He's not from
he's
here.
Where are you from?
Well, I got asked the other day if I was from Wyoming. Someone thought I might be from Wyoming.
What?
Yeah, I know.
That's
it's crazy stuff. No, I'm from Australia. I'm from Melbourne.
Hey, so Aussie.
Oi. Oi. Sorry, it's built in. My people have
right.
to do that.
And Foster's is not Australian for beer. I learned that when I was 12.
Australia? Is that where Arnold Schwarzenegger is from?
Oh,
no.
My God. Get
out
of here.
That's
Get
Aww,
out.
Oh,
you're
so cute.
Stupid.
So,
sorry about
that. What are you here to promote?
What am I flogging? What am I plugging desperately like everyone else at the convention?
Yeah.
I am
plug it.
I'm here with the TV show Outland. It is an Australian sitcom about a gay science fiction fan club. All characters gay. Each episode takes place in one person's house as they try to hold a meeting, which collapses into chaos and hilarity ensues. It aired in Australia early in the year. I love it. It's a six episode, slightly UK-ish kind of series, a bit like Spaced, maybe.
That's what I was just going to ask.
Yeah.
It's Spaced,
love
but all
Spaced.
Gay.
It's a bit like Spaced. Lots of kind of pop culture, geek references in there. Bit of heart as well. Hopefully you'll
are
cry.
I will cry. I'm a crier.
Are they so, universal?
Yeah.
Like geek and pop
yeah,
culture
yeah,
reference.
Yeah,
because
yeah, well,
sometimes Spaced had like UK one
well,
like references that I didn't understand.
There is a lot of Doctor Who, to be fair. There
well,
is
that's
a,
okay.
a lot of Doctor
we
Who
love
references.
It. We love it.
There was
who
gonna
are
be,
you talking about?
There was going to be another big franchise show as well, which then at the last minute said no and will go unnamed, and thus. There
name
is.
Them,
can you implicate with some kind of clue?
Well, no,
what does
so,
it rhyme
so,
with?
Well, we created our own entirely new series, which also involved an African American woman as a pivotal cast member.
Oh.
Whose name is Lou Lara.
Oh.
And
okay.
is not legally associated with anything.
Okay, it's not legally associated with anything.
That's a show within the show that they're
fans show within
wink.
The show.
Winkety,
oh,
winkety,
levels
winkety,
on levels. Oh,
winkety, winkety, winkety. So do you love shows like, do you watch a lot of BBC? Are you?
Yeah, Australia, well, Australia we get kind of, we may always get the best television from everywhere, which is great. So we get
oh,
all the really good American stuff. A lot of it, of course, we're illegally downloading. We also get all the best English stuff as well. So we're kind of, yeah, it all comes in.
What are your favorite American shows?
Oh, Community. Love Community. And,
so,
and Mad Men. And if I can just do that Mad Men. Community mock-up.
We interviewed the guy that plays Inspector Spacetime.
I saw he was here.
Yeah, we interviewed him because I spazzed. Totally geeked out over him, and I was
she
super
did
excited.
Yeah. She did. It was pretty. He was a pretty fun guy. But I love Mad Men.
Mad Men's amazing.
Mad Men's
I love
hilarious.
It.
I
want to
be Joan. You are Joan, though, in many ways.
I kind of am. Yeah. I am.
Unfortunately, I hate to say it, but I think I'm a Peggy, and I don't really want to be
good.
Peggy is good. I mean, like there are aspects to Joan that are not very flattering too.
You don't want to be Betty. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I don't want to know.
No.
I don't want to be Megan. She's a little like.
I like Megan. Why is everyone? Why does everyone gang up on Megan?
She's kind of fabulous.
I
like her.
I like her,
great.
But I would never put up with the shit that Don puts her through.
But she's not putting up with the shit either. She's wow. We've all come on to talk about Mad Men.
Right, I know. It happens.
We're supposed to be talking about your show.
I know. So my show's Mad Men, and it's about these people in the 60s. No. Hang on.
Well, she. I mean, she doesn't. She does give him some.
And like I love that scene where like he slaps her and she slaps him and he slaps her and then like they're like making love on the shag carpeting.
They stole
they're
that from my love life.
Shag.
Yeah, I was saying yeah. To me, that's just an everyday Thursday.
Right,
afternoon.
I was like,
yeah.
Oh. I was like, you're.
Those
days. Oh.
So yeah, Outland. You can't buy it. You can't see it anywhere. Just find it somewhere. You'll like it.
Just
download it.
Just Google it.
Just Google it.
It's out there.
It's out there. Watch it.
Six
love
episodes.
It.
Can I watch it on the interwebs?
Not quite.
Hmm.
But I believe that if one went through a torrent of sites,
ooh.
One could probably find something.
I have friends that know how to do that.
And then once you've watched it and loved it, buy the DVD from the ABC shop or from JB Hi-Fi online. They both live to America. And write messages to the ABC in Australia about how much you loved it. Yeah,
we can do that.
ABC in Australia, hilariously, their website is often full of comments about ABC in America, people complaining about All My Children or something. And they have to put these things going, this is the wrong ABC.
They're like,
we're
no.
Not.
Yeah, no.
And people just don't notice these messages repeatedly being put up there.
We're like neighbors.
Listen, I'm willing to go to Australia to watch your show. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Just fly to Australia and back a few times.
Because you're from Australia, do you keep thinking that the convention's already over?
I actually managed to land at the exact same minute I left, which is kind of awesome, really. Yeah,
that's crazy.
I mean, it's a time warp, man.
I'm the crazy time traveler. Yeah.
Like I've been like near Australia like during Christmas time in July. Yeah, and that was like a mind trip to me because like everybody was celebrating Christmas and it was like July.
A
August.
Christmas in July thing.
Yeah,
that's more a dinner
and I was
thing.
I was like, but that's so weird. It's July.
Wait, what?
Well, you have Christmas in July parties.
Yeah.
Because it's cold. Because it's summer, and really eating, like, roast anything in the middle of summer is stupid. So in July, you make all those foods that you might enjoy if you eat them in the middle
of
winter.
So
it's not, like, actually Christmas, but it's, like, Christmas feeling.
It's a Christmas in July thing that is done as a one-off thing. For Christmas, we do yamcha, or dim sum, as you call it. That's our traditional Christmas.
I love dim sum.
Yeah.
I could eat some dim sum.
I like your traditional Christmas.
It's good,
like
isn't it? We made it up, me and my partner, because we hate Christmas, because that's how we roll. And we used to go down to do the dim sum on the Christmas day, and then so many people say, up going, are you doing it? Can we come with you? We hate our family too. And so now we actually
Jewish. We always have
Chinese. Yeah, well, you should come along. All families now gather. We have people
who
now.
We always do Chinese.
We get people's mums and dads running away to come to dim sum with us now going, I just hate my family. Everyone hates their family.
You know what? Me and my mom are going to go run away.
Yeah.
That's why I'm getting married in another country. Oh, you can't come? I'm so sorry.
Yeah. I'm going to take that 12-hour flight and go to Australia so I can have dim sum with you.
You can dim sum it up.
And
dim sum.
Let the games begin.
Where's your soundboard at, Frank? What happened?
Oh,
I don't
no.
know.
Oh,
his
my gosh.
Twitter soundboard where I've been trying to do the Bane all day, and it's not so great. But
it's just
okay.
It's just James Cagney with a distortion
well,
pedal.
Really,
so just do a James Cagney impersonation
really
through a distortion
like
pedal.
It's Sean Connery, but like put through this. And my Sean Connery's not that great, so it is what it is.
Oh, now I'm thinking of Tom Hardy and dim sum.
Ooh,
dim sum on top.
That's the best of both worlds.
I saw a Bane roaming around your day, and he wasn't very tall, so it was like very disappointing.
There were two Banes in the
costume
walk? And I thought, oh, one of them's going to throw a drink on the other. Because, you know, they turned up in the same outfit.
Oh, my God.
Well, I hate to tell you this, but Bane's not that tall, so.
Yeah,
you're just going to. But I don't care.
No, this guy was like 5 feet.
Oh, well, that is.
But this Bane that was roaming little, around that I saw. He was like 5 feet.
Bane
but isn't
Jr.
that the perfect Bane for you?
No. Bane is not supposed to be like midget. Not supposed to be a short person. He's supposed to be
but
like tall, lumpy.
But he is played by a short-ish person. He's not. I mean, Tom Hardy is super cute, and I could put him in my pocket and do naughty things to him. But he is not a tall man.
Could you do naughty things to him in your pocket though? Because
I would
be
take
awkward.
Him out of my pocket.
Oh, that makes
or
more
maybe
sense.
I would put him in other areas.
No, that's good.
And
he would sit upon your hand. He'd be like, "Hello, Tom Hardy."
You have a keychain, Tom Hardy.
Yeah. Dance for me, Tom Hardy. Dance for me.
And the Glamazonian I am, I could make him do all kinds of things.
Like
what is he gonna do to me? I'm gonna
like
crush.
He'd be like a little puce.
Sorry, Tom Hardy, I won't crush you.
So that's my show, Outland. It's set in the 60s about an advertising agency which Tom Hardy has shrunk to the size of. Now, hang on.
Wait a minute. Wait a sec.
I kind of love this concept. Can you make it a show?
I think it should be. Actually, I tell you,
can
I was
you make
watching.
It an episode?
I was watching The Walking Dead, which, as we mentioned before, obviously in Australia, I watched by flying to America and back because that's the only way legally I can do that. And. The AMC guy at the beginning of the previously on The Walking Dead, and I didn't realize it's the one guy who does that and Mad Men, and now I think a crossover kind of episode
like a zombie walking
in which because like imagine Joan going some zombies like with a baseball bat.
Oh my goodness!
I've been really wanting to do a Mad Men shoot with zombies like really bad.
It would be brilliant and such lovely frocks.
Yeah. I love it. I need to do it. We need to do it, Frank.
Needs to happen.
Frank.
Right? It's new.
Yes.
Frank's just reading now. Frank
like,
is so bored.
Oh, no, sorry. I was
so
Frank,
over it.
Dealing with things.
Frank is a silent type, and then he just says something,
it's
and
really
then you're
tough
like, what?
For him
oh, you're here?
He usually hides behind a soundboard, so he just like his conversation is just sound bites. Yeah.
I also do a podcast called Box Cutters, which is a TV discussion podcast. It's weekly updated. You can find what I was saying before. You can go back and listen to, say, for example, our interview with Elmo and Kevin Clash and remember those days when life was still lovely. And because that was a while back. And but
it gets really, you really interviewed Kevin Clash?
He came in. Oh, he came in the studio. We've had some really interesting guests. We do have Al Frank is a man called Brett Cropley, and you do sometimes forget he's there, and they'll say something like, "Oh, Brett, oh, you're still here. You still do this show. I forgot."
Yeah, except for he'll like push a soundbite in inappropriate.
Yeah, no, Brett does that.
He's like, the hammer's my penis while you're talking. You're like, and I'm okay with that.
No, that's exactly what he does.
We've done entire podcasts where he's not spoken. It's just been soundbite conversation.
But his favorite are from like Scream, and they're very lewd. And,
Oh, actually, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it is.
It's I'm a piss on your face, then I'm a fart in your mouth.
We don't need to go over that.
Hang on, you're performing your soundbites live now.
I know.
That's just odd.
Maybe it's getting him to talk, though.
The hammer is my penis. The hammer is my penis.
The password is penis.
Sweet and sour sauce on my pussy.
Did you work at the BK Lounge at one point?
No, actually. I'm going to prepare it, though.
I don't know if he gets the Burger King references that we're making.
You know, I go with it, though. I smile and nod.
There you go. Sometimes you smile and nod.
Maybe we should ask him our questions.
Let's ask him our awkward questions.
Awkward questions.
Also, think of an awkward question that you can ask us. You can put us in the hot seat.
I was going to ask, do you think just off the top of our head we could do, like, marry, fuck, kill? Like, pull three names and see what he would do?
You give it a go. The other problem is that this may be like, I went to the taping of Craig Ferguson the other day, and the first guest was someone I'd never heard of. And so I'm there having to go, hooray, American I've never heard of. Hooray for you. But then the second guest was Karen Gillan from Doctor Who, and I wet myself a little.
Oh, she's really pretty.
She's
like,
so pretty.
I don't like Amy Pond, but I adore her.
Yeah.
So I kind of forgive her.
Did you know she's 17 feet tall? Or at least
she's
she appeared
super
to be.
Tall,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. And so white. You can read by her.
She's such a ginger. She's so glowy and everything. Yeah. She's so pretty. Ugh,
so let's
her.
Pick things so you jealous. Know. So we'll pick Mad Men and...
You have a man staring at
you. We'll pick from Mad Men, Doctor Who, Torchwood.
Yeah, sure. Go.
What other American show are you... Or BBC?
What was it? Community. We can go to the Community.
Okay. Hold on. Let's converse.
Is that a copyright problem?
Okay.
If I see
okay. So meanwhile, she's searching for Mary Fuck Kill.
Okay.
We are going to ask you our awkward question. Frank, talk.
Penis. question. How big is it?
It's well, in the words of Alec Baldwin from 30 Rock, it's 5 inches, but it's thick.
Good answer.
Acceptable.
He is a magnificent son of a
he
bitch.
He so is, isn't he?
He's such a...
He's a bear. He's a daddy.
Oh,
he's
God.
A daddy bear.
Yes.
Okay.
He's adorable.
Since these are just the three that popped up, and I'm kind of lazy. Mary, fuck, kill. Jeff Winger, Abed, or Troy?
Ooh. That is difficult, because
you
know, that could go any way. Yeah. Do you know what? I'm gonna fuck Troy.
Okay.
I think. Yeah.
I just like to point out, if you're fucking Troy, that probably means you also at some point have to sleep with Abed because they're an item pair.
Well, this is the thing, and I was gonna say I think I'll marry Abed.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Jeff. I do have to kill you only because. Only because I feel the need to protect Abed.
And you could go in, like, Abed's, like, space and Troy's room
heart.
And, like, the imagination room
I
they
know.
Have. And then, plus, you'll be, like, with Annie. And
are you staying in the hotel, by the way? Are you guys staying in the hotel?
No, we're local.
One of the chairs, like, you get, like, a little desk thing on a chair. And the chair has this crisscross pattern on it. It looks like it's a holodeck chair. Like, it's a holo chair that could be any chair you want. And it looks just like the Imaginarium, Abed's... Dreamatorium.
Well, like,
it's
now
just,
we need to take that chair.
Yeah. Now you need to steal that
for
chair.
For a while, I wanted the podcast theme song to be Troy and Abed's in the mornings theme song, but awkward conversations. And like nobody, I was like, nobody's going to get that because no one really watches Community.
But we do have an epic theme song for our show. But so.
Yeah.
Thank you, Frank.
You have
for that
to
one.
Like listen to me for that. Yeah, Frank did that. It's really cute.
There was an interview with Alison Brie in the AV Club, and she said that they apparently filmed a porn parody of Community, and then didn't like the companies that do the porn parodies, and then didn't release it because not enough people know what Community is.
Oh,
so I've heard that.
They filmed their porn and didn't put it out.
Yeah, I heard her do an interview on like Nerdist, and she was like, they were talking about like crazy nerd parodies they're watching. She's like, yeah, I've seen the nerd parody of Community. And of Mad Men, they're like, oh, that's really cool. She's like, yeah, the Mad Men one's really popular. Nobody's heard of Community. She's aww, like, nobody's seen the Community.
That's so sad.
She's like, but both women that play me as like my characters are like crazily like mega versions of me. And she's like, it was weird watching myself.
Wow. That might be weird. I would think that. Okay, ask your question,
Rachel.
Oh, Doctor Who or Sherlock? And which, this is anything you want it to be.
I love
you can travel with them, you can sleep with them, you can play with them, anything.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, this is pretty easy.
And which
this
one?
This is old school Doctor Who, because I am old enough to Australia, Doctor Who played basically Monday through Friday every week.
In like the cardboard doll-like one.
Yes, yeah. In that period. Basically from 1965 until about 1992, it was just on forever.
Nice.
So we all grew up with that just being this massive
lucky duckies
thing. Yeah. And I always wanted the TARDIS to land and take me away from all this. Because in those days, if the doctor took you away, you would never see your family again. Like, now they go back all the time,
right,
and they make phone calls and they cry.
And you sometimes have choices.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, he's like, you can't remember me, but here's your family
back.
Yeah,
blah, blah, blah.
Well, I don't want to remember my family. I want to remember you.
It's like claiming the end of The Wizard of Oz is great, because she goes back to black and white and living in Kansas. Who thinks that's a good ending to anything?
Nobody does.
A good ending.
So, yeah, so I would definitely, I'm getting in that TARDIS. Let's go with Peter Davison's Doctor. Why not?
Okay. Yeah. I like Peter Davison. Yeah, sure, why not?
Fifth Doctor there.
Yeah, as long as it's not 11.
You don't like 11?
Well, she's not seen 11, so you can't talk nothing.
Listen, okay. I'm
can't
in mourning, and I'm not
and
going to
oh,
get over it.
Oh, you're one of those ladies.
I'm sorry.
You want all the kissing and the hand-holding.
I'm sorry.
Matt Smith is totally cute and a goofball.
You ruined the show for nerds like me.
I'm sorry. I just would rather watch Torchwood over and over again and over and over and over and over again. Yanto, you are my ultimate man.
Really?
Yeah.
He does make a lot of tea.
He does. Who doesn't love tea?
That is true.
I love tea. I love Yanto. Mm-hmm. And just the cuteness of their relationship and the things that he said. I can talk about Yanto too much. Okay, so I'm gonna ask you my question. Which question should I ask you? What is the weirdest thing you've eaten or would eat? And I guess because you have, isn't it, what is it? It's not Vegemite, is it Vegemite?
We do have Vegemite.
So that might be a weird thing, but don't say that.
No, Vegemite's great. I love Vegemite.
Of course you do. You grew up with it.
I don't understand why you people don't like it.
Like, my friend from Britain like doesn't understand why I like peanut butter. He thinks it's disgusting.
I don't like peanut butter.
I love peanut butter.
See, I would go say the most disgusting thing I've had would have to probably be in America. And it would be any of these weird dishes where you randomly put marshmallows into things. There was scrambled eggs with marshmallows
what?
In it. That was in Vegas. What the hell
That's
was that?
That's not okay.
That is not right.
That's not American.
That's strictly Vegas.
Las Vegas had a buffet breakfast. And what I really liked was part of it was this whole cake. And it was like... I mean, who's eating? Not like a Danish or something that maybe at breakfast you might go, oh, a croissant, how lovely. But no, a whole bloody like three-level chocolate cake, because that's what people eat for breakfast.
That's for people that have been drinking and gambling.
Yeah, I mean, they don't know what time of day it is.
They're like, oh shit, it's daytime?
See,
oh,
that's
fuck.
Not strictly American. Although I have eaten a slice of cake for dinner sometimes when it's those days where you're like, I've had such a bad day, give me a glass of wine and a slice of cake.
I did have a deep fried haggis in Edinburgh once.
Did you?
Yeah, but it was the fringe.
I mean, I kind of want to try it. Like, I feel like I'll try anything.
It was, it was all right.
I mean, I don't care. Like,
actually, it was awful, quite literally. But you know.
It was really
see, awful.
Awful?
No, awful. O-F-F-A. See what I'm doing there? It's a play on words. Bam.
Wow. He is punny.
When
punny, punny, punny.
So winning. Well, right. What's your question?
My question. Well, I already asked. But
ask the
I will
alien
ask
another
one. Would you have sex with an alien, and would you wear a condom?
Well, I'd have to wear a condom, surely, ethically. Sorry, okay. I should have an ethical question. That's weird.
I answered it like it was real.
Yeah. Look, I was saying before, the costume thing's been going on today, and I was not aware until about half an hour ago that a little skinny redhead in a cape and boots and very little else was kind of as hot as it is. I didn't think I would go there, but I would.
That's where we lost our fourth to.
So I reckon I'd go an alien, hot alien.
Well, where can people follow you, John?
Yeah. Oh, they can follow me. I'm on Twitter.
On Australia.
I'm John M. Richards on Twitter. The M is for Mephistopheles because my parents were Satanists.
My poor children will be that.
I'm on Facebook as John Richards. Outland, I think it's Outland TV, possibly on Facebook. And I'm on the Box Cutters podcast, which you'll find at boxcutters.net.
Okay, sweet.
Awesome. So you can socially stalk him.
Yeah.
At all those.
Bring it on.
Him out.
Socially. We will blast him with all the information on our various whoredoms of social networking.
Please do.
And it was great having you on.
Thank you.
It was great being had.
It was great seeing you and everything. Yeah. It was super cool.
We love talking with Aussies.
Oh, nice.
And fellow viewers, listeners, whatever, it doesn't matter. It's really late. Concludes the end of our Saturday at BentCon. So
thank you.
If you're in the area and you're going to be here or want to be here, come to the Burbank Marriott and come see our panel tomorrow
come
at 5.
Come see our panel at 5. Talk Nerdy to Me is at 5. What?
And 4 p.m.'s Outland. Come to that first.
And then first, but come to and, come to at 4 p.m.
Listen to...
I think, are we in the same room?
I don't know.
Our stuff.
Listen to our stuff.
Listen to Call Sheet on Skid Row Studios at 8 o'clock.
Yay!
But yeah, that's the end.
Colored boots with sociopath, saucy pants. Get ready. Initiating awkward conversation in 3, 2, 1.